Anthropic's most capable AI models have been switched off for almost every customer on the planet for 6 days now. And nobody outside of a small room in Washington can tell you when that changes. If your business has anything built on this technology, stay with me. If you use it at home, stay with me. This is the briefing that you actually need and not the noise, because there's a lot of noise. It's crazy time right now. So Claude Fable 5 and Claude Mythos 5 launched around the 9th of June, both built on what Anthropic calls Mythos class. So Fable 5 went to the public, built in safety restrictions. Mythos 5 went only to a vetted group of cyber defenders, the people who run the networks and the utilities that keep the country working through a government collaboration called Project Glass Wing. 3 days later, PM Eastern Time, Friday the 12th of June, a letter reaches Anthropic's chief executive, Dario Amodei, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, citing national security, ordering the company to block every foreign national from both models, wherever they were located, including Anthropic's own foreign-born staff. Interesting. So Anthropic clearly had no way to check a user's nationality in real time that quickly. The only way to comply was to switch off both models for everyone, everywhere. By the end of that Friday, Fable 5 and Mythos 5 were dark. So, the Amazon angle. This is where it gets uncomfortable. According to Reuters and Wired, the chain of events began with Amazon. Amazon's own researchers found a way of getting around some of Fable 5's safeguards. Chief Executive Andy Jassy raised the alarm directly with Washington. And Amazon holds a large stake in Anthropic, which makes its role in surfacing this complaint a detail worth sitting with, as I said the other day. Anthropic's defense. Lutnick's letter reportedly cited fears the models could reach military or intelligence users in China or Russia. Anthropic disputes the scale of the problem, not the underlying finding. The company says the technique exposed only a handful of known minor vulnerabilities, the same class of issue. It says that other public models can find too, including OpenAI's GPT 5.5, without triggering an export order. So we believe this is a misunderstanding, Anthropic said, adding that it was working to restore access as soon as possible. So the bit of backstory. This did not happen in isolation. Anthropic's relationship with the administration had already ruptured this year after the company refused to let US military use its models for autonomous weapons and for domestic surveillance. The Pentagon responded in March, branding Anthropic a supply chain risk, a designation Anthropic is now challenging in two separate court cases. A federal judge has temporarily blocked that earlier blacklisting while the litigation continues. So, where are we now? Where does the standoff actually stand 6 days in? Anthropic landed. More than 80 cybersecurity leaders signed an open letter on the 14th of June, names from NVIDIA, from Adobe, asking Lutnick and National Cyber Director Sean Cairncross to lift the restriction. The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression went further, called the directive Kill Switch, raised First Amendment concerns about a government ordering a private company to disable a public product with no published explanation of the legal basis. Reported by Axios, White House advisor David Sachs said the administration gave Anthropic a binary choice before the letter went out: fix the jailbreak or withdraw the model. Anthropic maintains there was no universal jailbreak to fix, only a narrow, low-severity one. None of this has produced a restoration date. Anthropic's own, as I record this on the 18th of June, Anthropic's own channels still show no announcement. Prediction markets, for what limited signal they offer, show real money disagreeing with itself, and more than $770,000 has traded on Poly Market alone. on whether Fable 5 returns for US customers. No clear consensus. Kalshi traders are pricing roughly 57% chance of return by mid-July, not this week. So, one more thing, because people are asking. A developer in India went viral this week with a list of so-called fixes, VPNs, proxy servers, setting up an account for an overseas address. The post picked up traction within days. None of it works. It's disinformation. This was never a border checkpoint that a VPN could spoof. Anthropic just switched the models off completely, entirely for every customer everywhere because it had no way to verify a user's nationality in real time without checking passports. And to integrate that like this, it's not an easy task. So there's no live model on the end of a fake location to reach. A VPN can change where your request appears to come from, but it cannot turn on a model that's been switched off. What to actually do? If your business has anything built on Fable 5 or Mythos 5, test this as the test case it is. Three things. One, confirm nothing customer facing depends solely on Fable 5. Claude Opus 4.8 was unaffected by the directive. That is the model to build on until this resolves. Two, if you subscribe to Fable 5 between the 9th and the 14th of June, Anthropic is offering refunds. This window closes on the 20th. 3. Watch Anthropic's own news page and verify channels for the real signal, not the social chatter of ways round this, that, and the other that already circulated once this week, claiming an imminent return that did not happen. So, the quieter question. AI brain rot. Here is the part I actually want you to remember. While everyone argues when Fable 5 is coming back, there's a more interesting question one layer down. Not whether you can use these models, what they have been fed. A study this year, Texas A&M, the University of Texas, Austin, Purdue, the research, the kind of content that feeds itself rewards. They called the result in a paper of the same name, brain rot. The models that ate the junk got worse at reasoning. They scored higher on narcissism, believe it or not. Psychopathy, measured the same way psychologists measure those traits. And here is the unsettling bit. Cleaning it up afterward only partly worked. Some of the damage stayed baked in. The parallel to human scrolling all day is obvious and it holds. But the sharper lesson is about judgment, not screen time. The intelligence you rely on, your own and the artificial kind, is only ever as good as what it consumes. There's an old saying, garbage in, garbage out, in the tech industry. A model trained on the loudest, shallowest content gets measurably worse at thinking. So does a person. The input becomes the output, eventually in both directions. The hope. So listen, here is what I want you to hold on to, not the alarming part. In that study, the decline tracked the dose. Small amounts of junk, small effects, not a cliff edge. The damage was hardest to undo only after a long, hard diet of nothing else but junk. So look, you're not a model that finished training years ago and stayed fixed. You can change the ratio today. Do you want to keep consuming garbage? That's the durable point. Underneath a week of Fable 5 headlines and junk. Frontier capability did non-stop advancing the moment two models went dark. And your capability does not depend on any one company's mood in Washington. It depends on the quality of what you put in front of yourself and the discipline to choose that part. That part was never switched off. It was never theirs to switch off in the first place. That is where Fable 5 stands today and the bigger question underneath it. This was useful. The full briefing and the free tools are linked below. So make sure you subscribe. If you haven't subscribed, thanks for listening.
Thanks very much for listening to Influential Visions. Please make sure you share this episode with your friends and business connections. And don't forget to drop us a review wherever you listen. Thanks.